This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Congressman, great to have you on KDK tonight. It's Rob Pratt. How are you?
Hey, Rob. Great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Man, this is a trifecta. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about. Mitsubishi Electric Power Products, Inc., a Warrendale-based division of the Japanese firm Mitsubishi Electric Corp., has selected a site in Beaver County for its new $86 million switchgear factory. The company announced in October that it was looking at building a new 160,000-square-foot facility in western Pennsylvania. That site turned out to be at the Turnpike Distribution Center near the intersection of Pennsylvania Turnpike and Interstate 376. This factory will make circuit breakers and will create about 200 jobs. MEPI made that announcement today. You were there. Congratulations. A job well done. Pretty exciting, huh?
Oh, it's great news for the region, great news for Beaver County. When you said it, they're putting in $86 million, projecting 200 jobs there, and that's even not even thinking about the construction jobs to build it. And it's a big deal. You had certainly local government and the county and Beaver County working for it, but you also had help from the state. I helped them with a federal tax credit. It's one of those good stories of the team working together. And for something that we need, you know, there's a backlog for a lot of these products they work on in our energy economy. And so they get more of this cranked out of our region. They're helping us build out electrical power and more of our grid. It's a really important day. It's a really important piece of news.
That, along with 72 Steel, that multi-million-dollar piece of facility that's going to be built along the Ohio River, $200 million when it's all said and done, employ a couple of hundred people. That's big news as well, too. So this is kind of a bookend deal as far as Beaver County, your district, moving in the right direction.
I certainly hope so. I want to keep this momentum going. I mean, look, we can talk a lot about what our government can do, what our region can do. You got to have good, solid jobs to anchor all of it. And that's where you need, to be honest, every level of government cranking and working together. When you've got us competing against our neighbors, right? We compete against Ohio, West Virginia for investments. We got to win those competitions. And I'm all in for that. It's great to see good jobs coming to Beaver County.
All right, listen, the other reason I have you here is because it's a stretch of highway that I've traveled my entire adult life, and that is Route 68. You announced $500,000 to help fix major Rochester corridor. We're talking about that Route 68. This stretch of Route 68 through Rochester Borough and Township is a heavy residential to commercial corridor, and this funding is going to help to provide the communities with a quality, long-lasting pavement and much-needed updates to drainage, guide rails, and signals and signs. So what made you target that? And we are all thankful that you did. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, you've driven through Rochester. You know it, right? The road's in tough condition. We got some infrastructure needs all over our region. But for these projects to succeed, right, there's got to be the economic case. We got to see the kind of studies and have a sense that if we put the money in, it's going to drive economic growth. And this is one of those projects that also had the support from PennDOT and from local leadership in Rochester. And you got to get all those things, all those ducks in a row to make it work. And this was one of them. So I was proud to help deliver, $500,000 toward that project. And I think what we're expecting is, you know, construction to start here this year and maybe to finish in 2026.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, I've been covering your district, and not like I used to, but I still am plugged in, going back to Gene Atkinson and people like Jason Altmaier, Melissa Hart, Keith Rothfuss. So I really think you're doing incredible things. And what I really loved about you is what I read your thought process on the tariff situation. And I've been trying to explain to the audience, yes, I am a Democrat and will always be a Democrat, but I want to look at some moderate politicians and moderate politics and bipartisan politics and politicians. And you spoke out about the tariffs thing. Look, we got to look at it. Let's just see where this goes, as opposed to just because you're a Democrat and he's a Republican, let's just shut this thing down. So explain to my audience your level-headed thought process on the tariff situation that continues to make news. Go ahead.
Well, look, I think anyone who's listening who grew up or has lived in Western Pennsylvania for a while, we know that we've suffered through some bad trade deals. We saw good, solid jobs, a lot of steelmaking jobs go away. So it's not hypothetical to us. We got to get this right. And to me, tariffs ought to be one part of what we use. They got to be strategic. Let's focus on, you know, economic foes like communist China. Let's focus on strategic sectors. But tariffs alone won't do the trick. You got to work it together with industrial policy. You got to get incentives for our American companies to produce when they're facing unfair competition from countries like China. And you got to have good pro-worker policies in there, too. So when I criticize the administration's approach, I think they've been chaotic. I think they've been focused on tariffs alone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I say tariffs are a tool, but they've got to work hand in hand with the rest of this. And I want Democrats and, frankly, Republicans to get that. We got to get this right. We cannot live through another generation of seeing American manufacturing go by the wayside. And I say this also as a guy, I'm a veteran, but I also serve on the Armed Services Committee and our defense industrial base. Think the companies that make the things that we need, God forbid, if we ever end up fighting another big war. To see our industrial base hollowed out also hurts our defense. So we got to get this right. We got to get more American manufacturing jobs right here at home.
All right. Listen, Congressman Chris DeLuzio, I got to ask you this question. I've been all in. I've been talking to various mayors, doing a lot of social media blogs, going out on my own time to the Mon Valley. Now, Mitsubishi is a legendary name. I mean, let's face it. We even had America's pastime definitely shining in Japan today, in which Ohtani hit a home run and the Dodgers win again. Really exciting. And I love Japan. Know a lot of people from that country. There are a number of partnerships throughout this country that are connected to Japan. What's your thought process on Nippon and U.S. Steel? I would like to see it get done, but I definitely would like to hear your thoughts on that, sir.
Look, I am in for whatever deal can protect American steelworking, steelmaking, those steelworker jobs in the Mon Valley and beyond, and our headquarters jobs in Pittsburgh. I've had a lot of concerns, and I've made those pretty public about the proposal from Nippon, especially at the beginning. And I've been wanting to push those guys to come to the negotiating table. We're not there. We're not there yet. And I've seen interest, say, from other companies like Cleveland Cliffs and others. I'm going to support whatever the best deal we can get for our region, because we got to be making steel in this country. It is not some small thing. It is relevant to national security. And the folks who've done that hard work for generations, a lot of families in my district, that's really tough, but it's honorable work. And we built this country. And so we got to get this right, too. And I think for me, you know, I listen to the workers in this region. I think their interests often are thought as an afterthought, and that's not it to me. You got to put the steelworker jobs and those headquarters jobs front of mind, and it goes hand in hand with our national security. So I'm going to support the best deal that we can get for our region.
I have to just throw in one more thing, and I really appreciate your candor. Congressman Chris DeLuzio, for about a minute left out here in our interview. We're going to have him back on a regular basis. Whenever he feels the need or I think there's a reason to reach out, I will do that. Look, a little bit of a disturbing story about the Education Department. The president is going to sign into order about eliminating it. And I've been going mano a mano with my listeners, and I understand it's really not connected to teachers and school districts in Western Pennsylvania, but I don't think that's necessarily something we should be targeting right now. What's your thoughts on that? And we'll say goodnight. Go ahead.
Rob, it does affect our school districts and our schools here. A lot of that federal funding that comes from the Department of Education supports kids with disabilities from a range of families, rich and poor. That federal funding is a big part of helping those kids get accommodations in schools, helping them actually be able to show up and learn in a way that can be meaningful for them. You're a family who's got a kid who might want to go to college. That FAFSA form, F-A-F-S-A, folks will know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people at the Department of Education are the ones who run that. And they've messed that up in the past. And to see firings and cutting when we got to be making sure that they're delivering a better service to my constituents, that's a mistake. And I really think it could hurt our schools and our students and our parents at a really important moment to get this right.
So it's not buying brick and mortar buildings or putting money as far as books are concerned or the tools, but it does help Western Pennsylvania and its students. And I'm glad you brought that to light because I think a lot of people were unaware of that, Congressman.
Yeah, and look, I'm a guy, let's make government more efficient, no doubt. But to see some of these firings and cuts that have no connection to improving services and are going to make things worse. I think about Veterans Affairs and RVA. I was over there today at the Hines campus, you know, up from Aspenwall. They're good, honorable people who are there caring for my fellow veterans and me. And to see this administration target the VA for cuts, to target veterans themselves, who are often the people working for our federal government, there's no way you can deliver on the promise of caring for veterans if you cut 80,000 people who work at the VA.
You're right.
You just can't do it.
Well,
I know we got to go, but
No, you're fine. Go ahead. I just don't want to keep you. Go ahead.
No. To me, listen, I represent people from all walks of life and all political views. Yes, people in my district, should this country of ours pay the cost of war to care for veterans? And you get a yes from just about everybody. I think it's what we got to do. It's a moral imperative for us in this country.
Let's give you another thumbs up for your district, and I'm sure you're aware of this, but we got to definitely end on this because it's such a positive thing, and you were talking about veterans. Beaver County's VA outpatient clinic is going to get a new home in the old Sears Auto Center at the Beaver Valley Mall. That's something to be excited about. That's a $7.1 million contract, Highland Development LLC, so that's pretty good news, is it not?
Yeah, I'm still learning the details, but one of the things I heard today from VA leadership is they're hoping to have some additional services they'll be able to offer at this new county clinic because they'll have a little more space. And so I'm always going to support that if we can find ways to get more services in the Beaver County clinic so fewer veterans got to then, you know, trek to Oakland or the Hines campus. That's an important thing, getting service to veterans closer to home.
All right, Congressman, listen, phone and the door works both ways. Anytime I can help, reach out. Thank you for your really good stuff in this interview. Very candid stuff tonight, and it is much appreciated, okay?
Hi, Rob. Thanks. Have a good night.
All right. There he goes. Congressman Chris DeLuzio. Listen, that was a great interview. I mean, I got a whole lot of stuff in 10 minutes that I didn't think I was going to be able to get in. But this guy's got his finger on the pulse. He's talking about stuff that's happening. And believe it or not, the first politician from Washington connected locally who took time to talk to me about U.S. Steel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.